Ah, good afternoon, Captain Kreef. I hope you are enjoying your free hour.
Never mind about that. What's this about a safety infringement?
Sadly, there was a small one.
What? It wasn't there on the last bill?
Indeed not. But when you did me the honor of visiting my office to complain about the last bill, you crossed the apron, did you not?
Yes.
And were you wearing the regulation yellow reflective safety vest?
I...
Voila.
But it's a deserted airfield. In the middle of the day, in the Tunisian sunshine.
Nevertheless, it is wise to be in good habits.
Well, we're not paying for it.
Ah, then we have a problem.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Carolyn, I'm dealing with this. It's under control.
Shut up, Martin. We're already thousands of pounds down on this trip. All I want to do is get home. Monsieur Ruteau, hello. So sorry about the misunderstanding. Yes, of course we'll pay the bill.
Well, if you'll just give your credit card to Habib there.
Well, well done, monsieur. It's a good week for you, isn't it? Bankrupted these guys, fleeced us. I hope you feel really big now.
These guys? The gentlemen from Panda Charter? They are with you?
Yes, they are, poor sods, because you wrecked their business and pulled their plane to shreds.
Martin, that is enough.
Hello, are you listening to me?
I'm sorry, I was just arranging something.
Hello, the payment's gone through.
Ah, excellent. Thank you. Regrettably, though, as you are carrying Panda Charter's crew and passengers, I must hold you responsible for their debts. I'm afraid you may not leave until they are paid off.
Oh, now come on.
How much?
$12,306. But let us call it 12,000.
Yes, well, nice try, but that's entirely illegal.
That's debatable.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to debate. It must be off now. See you in court. Maybe.
Of course, what is not debatable is whether it is illegal or not to take off without clearance from air traffic control. It definitely is.
Who's going to stop us?
No one is going to stop you. But when you get home, your national authorities, whom I would notify, would immediately suspend your operator's license. Also, I was playing for time. I am going to stop you by parking the fire truck across your nose, although on the upside, this time I will not charge you for mobilizing it.
Chaps, I was just taking a look outside and...
Yes, we know.
Hey, pal.
Yes, sir. How can myself be of assistance to yourself?
When we getting this thing moving?
Ah, I do regret to inform yourselves that the delay that's going on currently is still currently ongoing. But we will keep you fully informed as to the developments of any developments as they develop.
Well, how about breaking out the drinks trolley?
Aye, nice one.
Unfortunately, no drink service is scheduled at this time due to technical difficulties. We do apologise for any inconvenience.
Oh. What technical difficulties stop you giving out drinks?
Mum's locked the cupboard.
All right, I've had a look. As well as the fire truck, he's put a tractor behind us and a baggage truck on each side.
Okay, so we can't go backwards or sideways.
Explain to me how we were planning to go sideways.
All right then, Captain, I'll just sit back and watch you masterfully sort it out, shall I?
I don't have time for your stupid squabbles. This is serious.
Yes. Yes, you're right. We can find a way out of this. The most important thing is to keep cool.
What was that?
That was the air conditioning dying, Captain. But carry on. You were just telling us about the most important thing. But
why? Why? I mean, why? Why?
Four excellent questions. And the answer to all four is because we've run out of fuel.
What? We can't have done. I mean, we've just refueled.
Hey, what's happened to the air conditioning?
Monsieur Juteau.
Good afternoon.
We seem to find ourselves a little light on fuel. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Yes, we have retrieved our fuel from your aircraft in lieu of payment.
Monsieur, without fuel, our air conditioning unit will not work.
Oh, dear me. What an unintended consequence. May I suggest, then, that you work fast to resolve the situation? The temperature is currently 35 degrees... That's in the shade, not in a metal tube, in direct sunlight.
All right, Caroline, I've been looking at the chart. There's an airstrip at Kibili, only about 20 miles away. If we could just get as far as there, we could refuel properly.
Well, that's great. Problem solved. All we need now is enough fuel to get there, our enemy to give us takeoff clearance, and for that fire truck to disappear. Simple.
Okay. Ow! The passengers have a few requests.
What?
More beer. They were very clear about that. Look, to make sure I remembered, they wrote it on me.
Oh, yes, so they did.
Yeah, so beer, definitely. Water, some of them are keen on. And an umpire.
An umpire?
Yes.
Why do they need an...
Ah, they started without. All right. Mum, you can't go in there.
Why not?
They're in their swimming trunks.
In their swimming trunks?
Yes. It's got really hot in there and in here. I mean, it's just hot generally. I think it's because we're so near the Sahara Desert.
Yes, all right. Very well. Martin, you and... Where is Douglas, anyway?
How's that?
Douglas, I wish to have a little word under the wing. Now.
Carolyn, what can I do for you?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. What are we going to do?
No, seriously, what are we going to do?
I really don't know.
Of course you know.
You've slightly lost me.
You always know. You've always got some sort of trick or loophole, or you know someone who knows someone. What is it this time?
No, really, this time I'm stumped. But don't you worry. Martin's in control. I have no doubt he'll come up with something.
I thought so. This is all because Martin took the landing off you, isn't it? So now you're not going to help.
Martin needs no help from the humble likes of I. Martin
is... Oh, stop it. Just stop it, will you? I need you to get us out of this. This is serious.
No, it isn't. As it happens, I don't even have the answer. I mean, the fire truck's easy enough, but not the rest of it. But in any case, we both know that if you really want to get away, you can.
How?
By swallowing your pride and paying the man.
What with?
With a little tiny bit of all your money.
I don't have any money.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I've seen your house. I've seen your car. I am currently standing underneath your aeroplane.
I had money. 8 years ago, I had money after the divorce. More money than I knew what to do with. And as you say, an aeroplane. More aeroplane than I knew what to do with. But then I started to run an air charter business. Now I have 3 mortgages on the house. I have to keep the car because I have to have something smart to pick clients up in. And I have to keep the plane because, well, the minimum number of planes for a viable airline is 1. But I don't have any money. Why do you think I'm always going on at you two for how much you spend? Do you think I enjoy it?
Well, yes.
Yes, well, all right, I do a bit. But also, literally, every trip we do has the potential to bankrupt the company. And this one could bankrupt me.
Gosh, I had no idea.
No. Well...
But if you've been losing all this money, why have you kept on doing it all these years?
Because I am the chief executive officer of MJN Air. It's a good thing to be. It's better than... a little old lady.
I see.
So... will you please return to the aircraft, put on the rest of your clothes, sit down nicely with Martin, and think of something.
Right you are.
Oh, and Douglas, your solution to the fire truck. You're not thinking set fire to the manager's office so it has to move, are you?
I wasn't, no, but I am now. Are you up for that?
No!
Douglas, that's a terrific idea. Will it work?
It worked when old GW and I did it with that snowplow in Vancouver, but I don't really see how it helps us, I'm afraid. We still won't have any fuel, and we still won't have clearance to take off.
Could we go and get fuel in jerry cans and bring it back here?
If we had about 8 years, yes.
We can't steal back the fuel he took off us.
I'm sure he's locked it away somewhere.
Besides, it no longer meets the quality criteria.
Martin, that really doesn't matter. I think we can give ourselves a license to bend the rules just a tiny bit in this situation.
Oh, like you need an excuse. The man who hasn't bought a gallon of petrol since... Oh.
What?
Well, just a thought. If you can feed a rabbit on a tiny bit of cheetah food, can you feed a cheetah on lots of rabbit food?
Oh, you mean...
What do you think?
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, that might just work.
What might?
I don't know. I just like talking like this.
It's a great idea, Martin, but it'll only give us a couple of dozen litres at most. We couldn't even fly the 20 miles to Kabylie on that, even if we had clearance.
Could we just drive there?
No!
Sorry, Skipper.
Sorry, Arthur, I know you're trying to help, but no, we can't just taxi our plane out onto the main road and drive it 20 miles to Kabylie.
Why can't we?
What?
The deserted main road, straight road, through the desert.
No, we couldn't.
Could we?
Arthur, do you know what you are? In a word?
Yeah.
Brilliant. boys. Martin and I have done the sneaky bit, and I don't think anyone saw. Now, the less sneaky bit, which people will see. So it's all about speed. We get out, we do it, we get back in. Understand?
Yes. Yes.
Are you ready?
Aye.
Then onwards for England, Harry and St. George.
Woo.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. For Scotland, cricket and St. Wisden. Places, places. OK, remember, bend from the knees, not from the back. And three, two, one, lift! Yes, it's coming, it's coming. Yes, and carry, carry. A bit more. Nearly there, nearly there. And drop.
Hey, hey!
Back on the plane, back on the plane. Go, 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 go!
Engine bleeds on. Auxiliary power off.
Martin, we don't have time for the checks.
Golf Tango India, what do you think you're doing?
Hello there, Dews Tower. Sorry about this. Love to stay, but we've just remembered a pressing engagement.
You cannot take off. You are forbidden from taking off.
Duly noted. I'm afraid your little fire truck was slightly in our way. Hope you don't mind us moving it.
And how far do you think you'll get with no fuel?
No fuel.
Whatever gave you that idea?
We've got fuel.
How?
Let's just say next time you want to starve an aircraft of fuel, don't surround it with four petrol-driven vehicles.
You stole the petrol from my trucks?
As the voice recorder in this flight deck will forever record for posterity, absolutely not. Wouldn't it have been clever if we had, though?
It doesn't matter. You do not have clearance. Repeat, do not have clearance to take off.
Take off?
You said anything about taking off.
Wouldn't dream of it against the law, you know.
Plus, we've nothing like enough fuel to get us there. In the air.
On the ground, though.
Taxiing down the long, straight, deserted highway to Kibili.
We should be fine.
Right hand down a bit, number one, and be sure to indicate when joining the road.
Right hand down a bit it is, Captain.
You can't take that on the road. It's against the law.
Is it? I'm not sure it is. What do you think, Carolyn?
It might be. Not very well up on the Tunisian highway code.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eve, old chum. If you can get the Sahara Desert traffic police mobilised in the next 40 minutes or so, I suppose we'll find out. Bye.
Do they drive on the left or the right in Tunisia?
I think when they're driving on an empty highway through the desert in an aeroplane, they probably drive pretty much wherever the hell they like.
We are the Self-Preservation Society.
Two miles to go, Martin.
Thank you, Douglas.
Do you want me to drive for a bit, darling?
No, thanks, dear. You know I get car sick in the passenger seat. Are they ready for us in Kibili?
They are.
Arthur, today has been the most fun I have ever had in my life.
Good. Arthur, is it possible you've had a little drink?
I have had a little drink. Oh, and look, I think I found the photo for the brochure.
Oh, yes, let's see. Ah, Martin.
Striking.
So, Arthur, in your quest to find the one image which perfectly sums up MJN Air and everything it stands for, you've elected for a shot of 12 Scottish cricketers in the Sahara Desert wearing swimsuits and carrying a fire engine.
Yes.
The awful thing is, I sort of know what you mean.
That was Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore. It starred Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. It also featured John Sessions as Juto, Ali Ahmadi as Habib, Rufus Jones as the Captain, and Robert Harley as Lachlan. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.